bullshit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kinda whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey everybody, welcome to our Dumb Gay Podcast. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all the dumb gay shit happening in the world, like we're talking about reality TV.
Grr.
Yeah.
Grr. Uh-huh. I wonder if we should go back to politics.
Well, we kind of are.
Yeah, but we're not saying it at the beginning.
No, I think we leave the name and then do whatever we want.
But then which but right we now don't talk about all the dumb gay shit happening in the world.
Well, we do some. And right now, the dumb gay shit happening in the world is pretty political. Because what are we going to do? I could tell you, you know, the dyke of the century, JoJo Siwa, has a new music video.
Pretty much everybody knows that.
Yeah, so that's something there. We talked about
okay,
it.
Okay, what about the fucking eclipse yesterday? That was pretty crazy.
That was, we didn't get to see it, but you did walk out to try and see.
Well, the partial eclipse was here, but we saw the vidjas, and it was just like, it was giving me pandemic vibes. Mm. I even got like a picture of the sun with Big Dick Guy on it hiding.
That
on.
Is so good.
I mean, It was for a day giving pandemic energy.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Because Big Dick Guy was all, it was, all, was the pandemic.
He was the pandemic.
Yeah.
But it's like everybody had the same thing happening.
Right.
Everybody in the country.
Right.
And in the world, I guess, because that eclipse was all in this part, this hemisphere.
Right.
Mexico.
Right.
Maybe it was just North America. But.
Why is it that if you look up, you'll burn your eyes out?
I don't know, but I tried with sunglasses on despite all of the warnings and knowing full good goddamn well I could only see it partially anyway.
Yeah.
And still burn my corneas off.
Right. Yeah.
I don't understand.
I mean, I know looking directly into the sun is not, you can't do it.
But I feel like I always glance up at the sun.
But you don't like look at it.
I know. That's
you don't like,
weird.
You don't lock your glance into the sun, I guess is the thing. But
people try to do it. They call it sun gazing.
And I wonder if those sunglasses that you get for the eclipse are you could use, like, to just look at the sun. If I got those glasses and I just wanted to look at the sun,
yeah,
just to like take a look at it, could I do that?
I guess so, but be careful. Don't be getting them on Amazon because China's on was sending out some fake glasses.
Oh, shocking!
Shocking!
I'm sure they meant to. Shocking! Hello.
Nothing works from Amazon, Memo.
Amazon is a piece of shit.
It's a piece
Jeff
of shit.
Jeff Bezos is a piece of shit. His stupid wife is a piece of shit.
I'm sure Lauren
she's nice.
Sanchez.
Yeah. But like, get out of here, Jeff
Bezos. He's fucking just, here.
He looks like a penis. He literally looks like a penis. His whole, like he just, he's veiny, bald. Just
yeah,
pink.
He's vascular.
He's
you're right.
Vascular you're like right. A dick. He looks like a dick. He literally looks like the dicks in my nightmares. Or, you know what I mean? He does. A little, the dicks in my nightmares are a little more chorizo-y, but his, he's very close. Very close. Like, just gross. And yeah, nothing works on Amazon because nothing is regulated.
Are the dicks life size and do they chase after you?
No, they're not life size.
They're normal.
They're
size.
Attached to men. And then imagine, like, you know, every scenario you can think of where you then are faced with it and you're like, oh, and it
crazy.
Looks like that. And then you're stuck with it.
It looks like yeah. Jeff Bezos, but a little more chorizo-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Horrific. 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 Like, nightmare. It's literal. I mean, if that's not subconscious, I don't know what is.
I don't either, because I don't think I've ever dreamed... I've had sex dreams, but
yes.
I've never dreamed of like just a dick, even on a man, just there. Just like, oh, your dick's out. It's
yep.
Trezo. It looks like Jeff Bezos. No,
right.
Never, never once in my whole life.
It's literally if I'm in having a sex dream and I'm to have sex with a man, which happens a lot in my dreams, then it goes to do that, and that's what happens.
Why are you having sex dreams of you and a man?
Because I then see their penis, and then I'm horrified.
Oh, okay.
And then it doesn't happen. That's why. I think my subconscious is probably like, keep trying. Can't do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Or you see it in porn, or you see an image.
Yeah.
Or maybe you hear about it, or think about it, or think about someone else doing it, and then you have a dream about it.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's a horrific nightmare.
Well, speaking of sex dreams, we got a gift from our erotic third, Devin Verona.
Speaking of, I've never dreamt of a vagina.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
Haven't seen one, haven't, nothing.
But you've had sex dreams about vaginas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but so then that's thinking of a vagina.
But it's not seeing one or being faced with one. You know what I mean? It's very, very, just that, speaking of Devin Verona, our erotic third.
Right, and Devin
that's
Verona's
just a dream.
Vagina.
Just
Devin
a dream.
Vagina.
Devin, our erotic third, Devin Vagina. Uh-huh. Vagina.
Yeah.
As Toya would say.
Yeah.
Or Vagina. Vagina.
Now, Devin Vagina got us a very luxurious.
Can't wait.
Extra large, comfy pool noodle. I mean, I don't even think they can be called noodles at this point.
They're full on flotation devices.
Yeah.
They're canoes. They're four actual canoes.
I mean, they're three times the size of a standard pool noodle, and they is thickness, girth. Speaking of girth.
Yes, speaking of that.
And the
you
texture.
Could ride these noodles in the pool and not fall off.
Yeah, I mean, you could straddle, you can straddle other pool noodles. They're so great. It's our first official, thing for our new house. We have not bought anything yet for the house.
Nope.
We haven't even officially closed, but we're on our way. Mm-hmm. And we will be in that motherfucking pool and on those noodles, in, a week.
Yes. Oh, my God. In a week.
I mean.
Wow.
We don't even have a bed up in that motherfucker, Devin, and know what? We're going to be on those noodles. We're going to be
on the noodles. I can't wait to float around on the nudes.
Meeting our construction dude, because we are going to knock down a wall.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, won't even be, they won't even be there, and we're going to meet the guy the day it closes. And we will be taking the noodles, and we'll be like, see you later, Adon. And then we'll be fucking noodles.
Riding the noodles in the pool.
Pool party.
Pool party.
Thank you so much, Devin. Yeah. When it came, it's in a huge box at the mail place. And we were like, water? Water? I'm like, oh my God, Devin sent us something for our pool. So exciting. It was so fucking exciting.
It was exciting.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
And you know, the past owners did leave pool noodles behind.
Uh-huh.
And that just feels gross.
I don't want to use any of their pool.
No, we don't want to touch their pool things.
No, those things are going.
Yeah, that's
they had their pussy juice and stuff.
Yeah. I want to pretend no one's ever even been in the pool.
No.
I'll use their umbrellas.
That's fine, but nothing that was in between his legs.
We don't even think in your legs.
I don't want you old pool things that were in between your legs. That's for your own privacy.
It did feel like it. I was like, ew, that's undergarments. We're not going to play.
Yeah, they're undergarments.
Stuff.
Do you want hey, listen, we're about to leave five pairs of underwear. Do you want them? No, I don't want those.
I mean, so exciting. So exciting. It just happened. It's so quickly. I mean,
so quickly. Can't believe it.
Okay, we got a gift and a note from Pam Christensen.
Okay.
These look the same, so I'll keep one and you. That hit you in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, so cute. It says, someone in Iowa loves me.
Hmm. Hello, lovely ladies. I could not figure out how to do the $2.99 thank you on Cameo, so I said fuck it and bought you prezzies. These were purchased here in Iowa as I try to support local business as much as I can. This is from raygun.com. I fucking love you. Keep on Karma 24. Pram Christensen. P.S. Eric says hi. Hey, Arik. Also, she sent stickers that says power is the new pretty.
That is right. These are really cute towels.
And this is nice. From Raygun, R-A-Y-G-U-N, Raygun.
Why are you giving that out so somebody can buy them?
Yeah, well, it's local in Iowa, so.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did she say that in there?
Yeah, she did. I think you weren't listening to me.
Yeah, I've been tuning you out a lot.
I mean, a lot. Like, I've been thinking we've been having whole conversations, and you're like, hey, did you hear about, I'm like, we had a whole conversation about it. You're like, literally not listening to me lately.
It's because I'm really unable, I've been hungover and I'm unable to multitask. Mm-hmm. So I can't, I wasn't able to listen to Heather earlier. We were on the phone because right. I was texting. Mm. I was looking at this towel. It's a really nice, like, it's almost like a tea towel, the texture.
Yeah, it's nice.
And so I was kind of lost in the eyes of the towel.
Oh, okay.
When you said that it was a local Iowa. People in Iowa probably got to see the fucking eclipse. Pam and Eric. Okay. Last but not least, Memo.
Yeah.
Kat Rooney sent us a package of stickers.
Ooh.
And they're for us to send out with our t-shirts.
Mm.
So remember those 20 packages of shirts that you mailed?
I sure do.
Well, I put Kat's stickers in all of those, cool. except for one. I think it was John Streck. Sorry, John. I like for some reason, I just closed it up and I was like, oh, I didn't put the stickers in. And then I was like, Anyway, they're so cute. There's basically your glasses. Mm-hmm. It's like your, I guess, apparently your signature glasses. Sorry, Rachel Maddow. Suck it, bitch. People might not even know Rachel Maddow wears those glasses, but she does when she's not doing her fucking neck reporting.
Right.
So it's basically your glasses, and then it says Meow Meow.
Yep.
And then there's another one that says Chow Babies.
They were so cute.
They're so cute.
Yep.
And thank you so, 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 so much, Kat. Like, we used to send out magnets, which we recently got this little video from a listener named Julie of her little son, Graham.
Oh.
And he's pointing at the magnet on her fridge and saying, and she says, where's dad, dada? And he goes, dada, to you.
Yeah.
And she goes, where's mommy? And he goes, mommy, to me. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back to you and goes, no, she gives mommy first and goes back to you and goes, dada, again. He's like,
it's really cute.
He's never seen his dad look so handsome. No offense. No offense, Julie. But it made me, she's like, I'm all not quite one of your original 14 listeners. And I'm like, are you sure? Because we have not sent those magnets out in a while. Because Angie Knox made those magnets. She doesn't even listen anymore. Julie's been listening so long that she's listening longer than Angie Knox, who was like at one point our biggest fan. But I don't know where she got those magnets made. So I've never been able to recreate them, but it was fun sending them out. And I started making me think that Graham is probably a DGP baby because he was little.
Very little. And so cute.
Just so adorable. And we definitely have, I feel we have not sent those magnets out since like 2019. So he's not five.
No.
It's 2024.
Wow.
So I'm like, Julie, where have you been? Why is that baby not on our drug den bulletin board? We love doing drugs with all the DGP babies.
Where's your baby?
Where's your baby?
I'm a Timmy.
I'm a Timmy. So baby cat. Timmy. And then Tom Christopherson gave us his Tim Curry painting, like prints.
Yes.
That I would send out. And then he gave us his painting that he did of Pee-wee. That I sent out all for Pee Wee 23, but those are all gone too. So we didn't have anything to give with the shirts, and now we do.
Speaking of Tom, I just wanted to say that he got to be a finalist in the National Gallery of Australia, which is amazing. So we wanted to just congratulate Maleficent.
Tom Christopherson.
I mean, National Portrait Gallery as a finalist.
Well, like, maybe that's for that, we huge. Should say his real name.
Is Tom Christopherson.
It's Tom Christopherson. At least for his honor of being in the National Portrait Gallery?
Yeah, National Gallery of Australia.
Oh.
Got a finalist position with a really famous portrait prize called The Darling.
His I love work, that name.
It's his work gets hung in the National Portrait Gallery as a finalist.
Hey guys.
Tom's a finalist, guys. All right. He's a finalist, guys. he's being hung in the National Gallery, and he said it's a goal of his since he was like five. So,
and you know what else? He is hung.
Yes, he is tall and hung.
Hung,
okay.
Honey.
And he is also a darling.
If anybody wants to see these stickers, you're going to have to buy a shirt. You go to our website, julieandbrandy.com. We have four designs. And we're going to, I'm thinking I want, maybe I should space them out. I was putting both in, Meow Meow and Chow Babies.
Uh-huh.
And Chow Babies, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, I say Chow Babies at the end of the Patreon. So that's where that's from. Mm-hmm. But you should be a Patreon subscriber because it's been popping on off. And I will say we have video. You can join the Patreon for only $4 a month. But there are some people who like video and want all three episodes per week. And that's $12 a month. But the video, we're going to have to start.
Oh, yeah.
I know. We're going to have to start taking. There's only going to be probably six more months of video before we have to start removing old videos. So Right. Now is the time to get on and at least join for a couple months at the video tier and, mm-hmm. and knock them all out. Yep. You know?
They're not going to last forever, okay?
They're not. It's not YouTube, okay?
No, this is not YouTube at all. And also, if you want to find out about anything or get any information, just don't even bother.
Don't bother.
Just don't even bother.
They're going to take, you know, 10% of your of your profit, and they're not going to
ever have anyone to help you. So it's fine. Yeah, get on there. Get on Patreon right now.
Okay, so you guys know we love AG1 by Athletic Greens. You know, it's one scoop of powder. You put it in a glass of water. Drink it down. The taste is good. It tastes healthy. It tastes like motivation. Mm-hmm. It tastes like healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It tastes like you're cleansing. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're not, I love it. The thing with AG1 by Athletic Greens is it's one scoop of green powder into your water once a day, every day. We do it in the morning because unlike other green powders, AG1, super effective with probiotics. Mm-hmm. And you really do, if you want to utilize probiotics, which are crucial for your overall health, because your overall health starts with your gut health, you want to do it on an empty stomach. It starts to go through your body. You feel it through your bloodstream. You start to feel awake, alert. AG1 is so, so good for you. You will feel like you've started your day on the right track. Like, you know what? Maybe I'll work out. There's 1,000 choices you'll make throughout the day that will all be affected by pouring this one scoop of powder into your water. Julie has changed her whole life. I'm telling you guys.
Oh, if there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why we have partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumbgay. That's drinkag1.com/dumbgay. Check it out.
Okay, now it's time for Julie to get ragey in another spoken word op-ed.
I said a hip hop, the hipping to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that will make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. I'm the CAGSANDOV. And the rest is FLY. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a teen. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. Everybody go hotel, motel. What you gonna do today?
Say what?
Because I'm a headline girl, and I get some spanky drive off, and the death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, holiday in.
This is our segment called Spoken Word Op-Ed, where one of us or a special guest has the floor to speak our mind on important events happening in the news right now. Some might argue that the entire podcast is like a spoken word op-ed, and they'd be right. Others might argue that we've never had a guest do a spoken word op-ed, and they'd be right as well. But that's because nobody else, including me, wants to do the work for a spoken word op-ed. Now, our friends, fans, and Patreon subscribers are always welcome to send in a spoken word op-ed on any subject they choose. But no one has the time nor the energy, except for our beautiful, ragey, labia-loving angel, Julie Goldman. So without further ado, it's time for this week's spoken word op-ed entitled 1-900 Third Party Line, written by Mr. Julie Goldman, with unnecessary and probably annoying interjections by Mr. Brandy Howard.
Do you think it should be 1-900 Third Party Hotline?
Yeah.
Okay. It's now entitled 1-900 Third Party Hotline. Ring, ring. Hi. I know we're sick of hearing about Trump, and we've said all there is to be said on the matter, and it's no secret that we here are proponents of voting for Biden and supporting the Democratic Party. But because of the war in Ukraine and Israel, the border, and the age of Biden, and the idea that there's too many old people running the country, people are doubling down on this idea that the two parties are the same, and particularly the Democrats couldn't find a better candidate. What happens if Biden dies? Who would be left to run the country? Huh. Well, great question. According to that, I guess we would be led to believe it would seem that if Biden died, the administration would be left in chaos and there would be no one running the country. As if Kamala Harris doesn't exist, nor does the entire administration and every Democrat running it. However, the same concept.
Don't forget about Congress.
And exactly. And all of Congress and every secretary and every.
Yeah, okay. And the judicial branch. There's three branches of government, motherfucker. There's not just one person.
However, the same concept doesn't exist for Trump, who apparently is some sort of living god and is so much younger and spunkier than Biden, even though he's 2 years younger and can't hold a water bottle like a human person. There's something stinky going on in politics, and it smells like the rotten scent of ageism, ignorance, racism, memory loss, and false comparisons. False fucking comparisons!
Clam chowder!
Clam chowder!
It also smells like stinky clam chowder.
That's what I'm fucking sick of. These stupid, dumb, false comparisons and the stupid fucking false comparisors. I'm looking at you, Cenk Unger, and the TYT network. I will save my wrath for that hypocrite for another day. This will show me to never look at YouTube and all the political bullshit that floats around there before I write this. Ugh. But because of the false comparisors, saboteurs, and bullshitors, we now have Trump running for president again and half the Democratic Party divided and the fake rise of a stupid fucking new third party. Unless someone calls their third party the false comparisor party, you need to just fuck right off. Also, if I never hear the words, I'm so sick of politics, I don't even want to vote, I'm going to write in ceasefire. The binary political system is all the same. It doesn't matter if I vote for Trump or Biden. We need a third party now. Do we? Let me ask you something. In the last 4 years, basically since Biden has been president, what one thing can you name that he's personally or his administration is responsible for that has either been destructive to the country, the reputation to the country, the reputation of his family, his business, the family business, morality, ethics, and overall humanity? I'll give you a minute. Go ahead. I'll press pause and come back. But don't worry. When we come back, my tone will not have changed. Anyone? Beep, boop, beep, boop. Hey, it's Terry. But what about the economy? Okay, you're back. Welcome. How about the economy? Okay, what's the matter with the economy? I don't even see a difference, honestly, between now and 4 years ago, let's say. Okay, gas prices went up, but we don't control that. That's an oil business question. And by the way,
it was very expensive when we were in Boston.
Very expensive. And by the way, they didn't have to do that. But and it's not Biden's fault or any administration's fault. But you know what? If maybe Republicans and conservatives would allow for regulations, we could do something about that. So there's a check for Democrats. Regulations. Biden's focused on jobs. He lowered the national unemployment number, got more jobs made. He's supporting and backing green jobs and development. The other side sees that as a loss because they want to keep coal and gas and sees that and spins it as losing jobs. So in a sense, they're not wrong. They're just not being entirely honest and not expressing that, yeah, we've lost jobs, but we've got new jobs. Things take time and the transition will take a minute. We don't care. We still lost jobs. Okay, what about the crisis at the border? You mean the crisis that Biden begged the Senate to let pass the bipartisan bill that two Republicans spearheaded and is the most comprehensive and hard-hitting border bill in history? But then Mitch McConnell told Republicans not to vote in favor of it because Trump didn't want to give Democrats any credit for it and told them to keep the crisis going so that he could move in and get credit for what Biden wanted to do.
So that he could run on it all year.
Right. Oh, okay, but they're the same? Uh-huh. But what about Afghanistan? What about it? We are out. I don't want to fucking hear about Afghanistan anymore. Okay? Okay? And we got out with only 13 lives lost. I know not a life should be lost. But look, I would argue for the level this country was complaining about staying there and the level of terrorism and untrustworthy pieces of shit floating around Afghanistan and the fact that it was Trump who made a deal with a terrorist organization, which is why we had to rush out to get out of there. You can blame those 13 deaths and the full backward destruction of Afghanistan on Trump. Not that Republicans care, because USA number one.
Or go ahead and blame it on Bush. How about that?
Blame it on Bush, but it isn't the fucking Democrats' fault, and it certainly isn't Biden's. But fucking Republicans, oh God, we're the only country apparently that exists in the world. We don't want to live in a globalist globalization world without any borders. Let's build a wall around America. Ugh. And what about the Biden crime family? I mean, if there's anything at the height of false comparisons, it's this bullshit. This is like comparing Martin Sheen's family with the Trumps. That's how absolutely fucking stupid it is, okay? So now, on the other side, name me all the wonderful things that President Trump did that made your life better. I would love to hear. Besides making us a laughingstock of the world, befriending authoritarians, and slowly turning this country into an autocracy, what has he done for you lately? What?
Did you say Martin Sheen because he was the president on West
Wing? I did,
and
he has a drug addict son, so that's why I did, because it's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he has a blonde son and a brunette son.
Perfect.
You always like when I call men brunettes.
I do love that when you call them brunettes. He was brunette and topless. I'm happy for you to email us and list all the awesome things Trump did for you, for the country. And you know what? I'll make it even easier for you. Just do what Republicans have done for you. In the last 10 years, what have Republicans done for you to make your lives better? Or even have tried to. I'll even take that. Please be specific and cite examples. If you're on the Christian right, please explain how you support a man who goes against all the principles you claim to love. Fidelity, honesty, kindness, charity, and helping your fellow man. So again, same goes for people who think Biden is the devil. What has this administration done to hurt you? Just make a list for yourself. What do you love about Trump? Then put an example of his actions that illustrate that and let that guide you to who you're going to vote for and who you are as a human being. If you find yourself at a standstill for some bizarre reason, then we have reached the third party hotline. 1-900 third party hotline, where voters go to die and do nothing but bloviate, complain, and be huge hypocrites.
Now, I will say that the people that like Trump will tell you that Joe Biden did whatever just with his son and Ukraine, fucking Burisma, and they have a laundry list of false narratives and lies that they're fed by Fox News. So a lot of these people think what they believe isn't true.
What they believe isn't true.
They'll even be like, oh, look at we, whatever, with the fucking, what about when they voted no, just simply on the burn pits, on giving the veterans the money for the burn pits. And then Ted Cruz stood at the airport and lied and said he voted yes. And it's like, we know for a fact you voted no. And then they'll be like Marjorie Taylor Greene, point of order. She's like, fucking, she said she I got this for you. Remember that?
Oh, right. But what was it, though? That because it was like something, but she didn't vote for it.
Right.
I got point of order, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, point of order. I want everyone to know that I got this money directly to my constituents. And I got that for them. And excuse me. I'm sorry. But Ms. McGreen, did you not vote for it? Maybe you didn't vote for it. But I don't know what you're saying. I voted. Yes, I vote. I vote point of order every time I can. Don't tell me what I voted for or didn't vote for. So what if I didn't vote for it? I still got the money and I gave it to you. Motherfucker. It'll work out. I mean.
Stupid Momo.
But you're right. They believe lies.
Yeah.
But still.
And they're told lies. But, I mean, and it's no excuse. I mean, do your fucking research, sweetie.
But at the same, exactly, do your research, sweetie. But even with that, if you thought that Biden was correct, it's like. They then also don't believe the truth about their own side. So they're mad that, let's say, Biden, what, took money for Ukraine or his son got a job on the fucking Burisma board because of his name. But then Trump, where you could literally point to it with actual evidence.
Right.
They're like, no, that he's just strong and he loves drinking water with his tiny fucking bird perching hand. Like, okay. They just don't believe what's true. And they couldn't possibly even find one thing. I could say to you, you know what I appreciate what affects my personal life is that Joe Biden himself is a proponent for the Women's Domestic Violence Act, and that he's a proponent of women's rights and he's pro-choice. What could a Trump or Republican say of any piece of legislation that's either proposed or passed that is helpful to their lives? What one thing? You can't.
Nope.
Unless it's taxes for a corporation, you literally can't find one thing.
They'll be like, my stimulus check. It's like, bitch, Nancy Pelosi got you that.
Yeah, Democrats got you that, asshole. But now, back to the third party hotline.
Where voters go to die.
I won't go into all the failed third parties in this country, but remember such greats as Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party.
I have one. Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. That's very good.
I like that one.
Yeah, Ralph Nader. Ross Perot, to name a few. And I'm not saying the message of change and hope. Wait a minute. That was a Democrat.
Oh, is that those good old Obama jokes? Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the message of shaking things up and pointing out the hypocrisies or pointing out what is truly the problem with not just politics, but with governing. By the way, let's not forget that you don't just make a baby, you make a full human person who turns into an adult in the world. There's the business of politics, and then there's the running the government. Let's not mix them up. And all of that is valid because all of it is, and it's important. But if you can't see that between the divisive and insidious sabotaging of the ultra-progressive wing of the Democratic Party, Sunkinger, I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Again, I'm looking at you, you sexist piece of shit, and most of the third-party sycophants, that your incessant hypocritical rants trying to expose other people's hypocrisies is as hypocritical as the hypocrisy you're exposing. And you need to shut the fuck up and stand in your truth, which is nothing but being a bunch of naysaying, never satisfied, impossible to please, uncompromising, know-it-all, pretentious douchebags who do nothing but fight against progress rather than actually move anything forward. I am sick of your immature bullshit, and it will be your fault we get Trump again, and it will be your fault for destroying the Democratic Party. You could say all you want about the Republican Party being destroyed, but it looks and feels pretty strong to me. It might be full Nazi now, but I'm pretty sure that was the road they were already going on. And where are we? Where are we? Biden is too old. Don't we have anything better? Ugh!
Yeah, just like stupid fucking Bill Maher. And this is something they need to hear, because our 14 listeners certainly aren't voting for Trump. But this is relevant.
Thank you. And now we have a brand new third party called the Forward Party. Now, on paper, the Forward Party sounds great. It also sounds like the Democratic fucking party, which is why I'm so over these assholes. And I hate to say it, because the main founder of the Forward Party is Andrew Yang, who I used to respect, but now I just can't with his shit. The thing is, Andrew Yang started the Forward Party initially to be like a caucus or a pack for the Democratic Party. And then, of course, realized he wouldn't get nearly as much attention. First part's true. Second part's my opinion. The Forward Party has Republicans and Democrats who are disgruntled from their own parties, like Governor Christine Todd Whitman, former Republican governor of New Jersey, who sees the importance of putting politics aside and bullshit! The party will endorse Republicans and Democrats and will try and enlist people from both sides to come to the fake center. They use all the same bullshit talking points as every other third party has done since the beginning of time. Come together. We care about change, not power. Look what happens when you work together. We care about getting things done. We've seen it from the inside and we're not happy. Meow, meow, meow. Stomp, stomp. Meow, meow. Stomp, stomp. Meow. I mean, to be honest, though, their slogan alone, it does sound good. Not left, not right, forward. But the truth is, it should be left, right, and forward to the money. And of course, just like every third party comprised of thirst bucket fucking attention whores who can't either fight the good fight from within, have to utilize a critical election year where they thrive and live and breathe on the gods of false equivalencies and make sure to fuck us all. The Forward Party won't take sides when it comes to cultural issues. Don't think big government is necessary to provide welfare. Do I need to go on? They're assholes. Sorry, Andrew Yang, you're blocked, cupcake.
Yep, you're blocked, cupcake.
I don't care who you are, but if you can't as a group come to a decision or a stand on guns, you can fuck on off all the way to the sun and back and kiss my ass. You're a party of wannabes and hacks and losers and assholes. Agree with me or not, but I didn't dike around on this earth my entire life to not have a fucking opinion and stand for something. Promoting your dumbass tired platitudes of we just want to get things done is about as honest and authentic as WWE wrestling. At least Republicans believe their lies and believe in hate. At least you know where you stand when you're fighting with a Republican, and I can respect people who stand for something. Believe me, I have no love for Republican Party, but at least they know who the fuck they are.
I mean, that just sounds like libertarian to me, what they're saying.
Exactly. And the cowards who left the party rather than go fight for it should go in a dark room and look in a mirror while putting lipstick around your lips and say, I'm not a whore. But yeah, you are a whore.
And then what was is an Irish person telling them you're a whore?
I'm not a whore, but you are. Third parties in this country have failed over and over and over again. There's ways to expand a binary, to expand a system, to expand and evolve and open and not conform, in fact, and make changes within and open up and make room for all kinds of beliefs and questions and ideas while being able to compromise and show grace and understanding as we navigate through the changing levels and dynamics of being part of a democracy. Third parties should exist and can exist, but in my opinion, should be more like a caucus or a group as checks and balances of the two parties that already exist, in my opinion, and much like an extracurricular activity or summer school or learning piano on YouTube or being part of something that helps educate you or inform you can only be a plus. But every single third party that has existed in this country has been nothing but a bunch of rotted, immature assholes who are just as corrupt and hypocritical as the people they're wagging their stupid, sticky toddler fingers at. If you don't vote for Biden this election, you're voting for Trump. This election, and you know what? This election isn't even about Trump and Biden. It's about us and who we are as individuals and what we're willing to accept, deny, or challenge. It's about an entire group of people you align yourself with, a philosophy of governing, and the way you want this country to be seen in the world. There are two options. Period. And if you think both groups are the same, you have already answered the question for yourself of where you fit in and who you are. And in fact, you're the problem. And I highly encourage you to do some soul searching, get to the mirror with your lipstick and start doing the work. Yeah. that's it for this episode of our Dumb Gay Podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our stupid ass podcast. We love and appreciate all 14 of you so much. If you're new here and you like us, but you'd rather not hear about politics, please consider checking out our Patreon podcast. Or maybe you want to hear about politics and you want to hear us talk about other stuff too. Our Patreon podcasts are completely different than this one. You can sign up for $4 a month and you'll get 1 hour long podcast every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, where we do the wrong side of the takes, which is basically just us giving our opinions on shit that losers will probably disagree with. Like, for example, I think that the girl from Love is Blind does, in fact, look like Megan Fox. The original Megan fucking Fox. Like, back even before Transformers, when she did, like, teen shows.
Oh. Like young Megan Fox.
I mean,
child Megan Fox.
She wasn't even a child, but she did shows. Like, she would go walk on a sitcom, like, with her titties and shit and be like, but, like, look it up. At this point, Megan Fox doesn't even look like fucking Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's true.
That girl, I feel, does look like the original Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. And that's an example of the wrong side of the take, that's which is, in fact, the truth. Maybe we should change it to Wednesdays. The truth.
Yeah. That's good. There's a link to join in the description of this episode, or you can go to our website, julianbrandy.com, and listen to a free one and see if you like it.
$4 a month, 4 episodes
it's
a month.
It's the best deal you can find.
Try it out. And as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
But mostly it's been gay and it's been dumb.
And only two parties. Two parties already! I couldn't even do it as good as you. I forgot what you said.
What did I say?
I think you said we already have two parties. We already have two parties! I can't do it. Scream, Mama. You do it.
We already have two parties!
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite?
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab
and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.